bless other people. So that means you got to be loose of some of your bills. Amen? So make sure you bring your bills all in a manila envelope tomorrow night. Place them on the altar. And then on Wednesday is salvation. So bring pictures of all of your loved ones that are not born again that you want to see saved. Amen? Put them right on the altar. We're going to be praying over all of our family, declaring the devil can't have them. Amen? Amen. So let's open in prayer. Father, we just thank you so much for Jesus. God, you're so good to us. We love you. We thank you for the opportunity and the privilege to fast. God, to deny our flesh, to tell our flesh that it doesn't reign inside of us. God, to let you know also, Father, that we're serious. God, it's a serious thing to give up fleshly desires. So, Father, tonight in the name of Jesus, as we begin, Lord, this fasting time and the collective time of prayer, one shall put 1,000 to flight, two shall put 10,000. We declare in the name of Jesus that as we pray, God, you're going to move because you are moved by prayer. Father, we thank you that they're not words hitting a ceiling, but literally, supernaturally, God, things are going to shift and change, and that, God, we're going to see what we're declaring come to fruition because the power of prayer changes things. So, Father, thank you for the opportunity that we all have this evening to step into the throne room boldly and to give our petitions as we're praying for your will to be manifested on this earth. In Jesus' name, amen. I do want to read a verse to you. Sister Shirley shared this with me on Sunday. I mentioned it on Sunday's service. Joel chapter 2, starting with verse 12. Now, therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all of your heart, with fasting and with weeping and with mourning. Rend your heart and not your garment. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm. Tonight, one of the things I'd like you to do is I'd like you all to, during praise and worship, are you going to do straight worship or is there going to be praise or, Pastor, how's that?
I'm just worshiping, Pastor.
Just worship. As we're going to take some time to worship, I'd ask you to take some rug. Some of you have never heard that. It's old-time gospel words. Grab some rug. That means get around the altar. Turn around, kneel in your chair. If you can't kneel, just take your time with Jesus. But I believe that one of the greatest things that we can do is rend our hearts and not our garments. What does that mean? That means, Jesus, whatever is inside of me, whatever is holding me back, whatever sin I'm hiding and coddling, I pray that tonight you'll wash me clean. I repent. Now, repentance means I'm going to turn from. You see, we are all here because we all believe that God wants to show his power, that God wants to show his love, that God wants to manifest more miracles and signs and wonders to save more souls. But you'll always find the manifestation of God comes in a greater dimension when there's greater purity. And so the purer we can get, you'll find that God will be able to flow through us easier. And so tonight, I'd like us all to grab some rug. Is that fair? So as we worship, just find a place. Get alone with God. We're not going to do it real long, probably 15, 20 minutes, where you're going to get alone with God and say, Jesus, what is going on in my life? Lord, tonight I apprehend myself, and I'm saying, God, I'm yours. Rededicate yourself all over again, and then ask him to start burning things out. Now, that's the uncomfortable part about prayer and fasting. We like to pray and fast if we want God to do something. But true prayer and fasting means that we're going to be changed because we're arresting our flesh and we're telling God to change us, purify us, make us more like you. So tonight as we worship, find a place around the altar. Some of you have never done that. Maybe you've never, ever, ever found a place around the altar. Maybe you've never knelt at the altar. Tonight's your night. You know, there are people that have never knelt at the altar, been saved, but never knelt at an altar. Tonight, I challenge you, come around the front of the altar and worship. And then we're going to pray together. Now, when we pray out loud together, this is the way it will be all week long, there'll be a leader. And you're saying, well, what do I do? You agree. The word amen means so be it. Amen? You just said it. So be it. So while you're in agreement, the Bible says where two people touch one thing, it shall be done. So we have far more than just two. Amen? And we're going to be praying the will of God, so we got Jesus on our side. So we're in pretty good shape, right? So this is what happens. As we pray, that means that Jesus goes before the Father and says, Father, they're praying the Constitution. And he goes, well, then we have to give it to them. And bam, the answer's on the way. Amen? So tonight we're going to pray the will of God. So I'd like you all, whether you're going to stand, sit, go find a spot. Don't fight over the spot, but if you do, that's all right too. It means you're real passionate. You can kneel right in your chair if you'd like to. But just take this time as praise and worship, as we do worship, that you'll search your own heart. There's an old song. It says, search me, O God, and know my heart today. Search me, God. Let God search your heart tonight. Pastor.
Don't mind waiting on the Lord. We sing and say, don't mind waiting. Don't mind waiting. Don't mind waiting on the Lord. Let's take time to think of his goodness. I don't mind.
Belongs.
it's your breath in our lungs as we pour our high praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, my God. So we pour out our praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, pour.
That you'll search our heart. Father, our desire is to be more like you. Lord, as we enter this time of prayer and fasting, we can ask for a lot of things. But really, God, we want to give you something tonight. Father, tonight we want to give you our hearts. Those quiet places, those places that, Father, people don't even know about. Those sins we struggle with. We lay them on the altar tonight in the name of Jesus, and we ask God that you'll forgive us. That God, you'll give us that grace, that supernatural power to overcome every single sin and every single thing that would try to beset us. Jesus, we can walk in victory. Lord, tonight we thank you for the privilege of being called your sons and daughters, and we thank you that tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're here in this room, Lord, collectively going to be bringing the prayer request to you. We know the answers are already on the way. So, Father, tonight in Jesus' name, purify our hearts. Whatever it is, God, that's there, we ask that you burn it out. And Lord, we can't just talk about it, think about it tonight, and head back to it. But, Jesus, you'll convict us so strongly that, Lord, we'll never return to that sin. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Pastor Rhonda?
Father God, we know it's your will that none should perish, and that you came to seek and to save those which are lost. So God, we start out with asking for passion to be lit inside of our spirit for souls, Lord Jesus. It is your will and your greatest desire. So God, just bring us back to the place of our first love, that where we share you with everyone around us. God, give us just a heart for souls. That is the mission of this church that you have placed us in, is saving souls. So God, birth a passion in every single one of us for souls, that we would have your heart, that none should perish. No one around us should perish. Not anybody that we work with, not our neighbors, not our families, not our friends, not the people we hang out with and do things with. God, give us such a great passion for their souls, for the eternity of their souls, that we would have a boldness, a new boldness to just share how good you are, God, how awesome you are, that our hallelujah would be to you, Lord Jesus, that we would declare you and your goodness. Everything good comes from you, Jesus. Just make it spill out of our mouths wherever we're at, the bank, the gas station, the grocery store, at work, at play, wherever we are, Lord God. Let your goodness just spill out of our mouths. Cause us to overflow with joy for your kingdom and your goodness, Lord Jesus. Jesus, just light a fire inside of us. Return us to that place where we're so excited about what you're doing that we have to share it with everyone around us. Just compel us. Compel us even on the people that we have given up on souls that people have given up on. We just ask that you would compel us once again to share your goodness, God, and that every bondage and every blinder that is on their eyes would be taken away, and they would hear of your goodness right into the core of their being, right into their heart of hearts, that it would be like a Damascus Road experience for them, that they have heard from God when we share you and your goodness, Lord Jesus. Let it be anointed. Right now we ask every word that we share of your goodness to others, that you would anoint it with your power to break every yoke of bondage. And even those that nobody thought would ever be saved, that they would be saved at the sound of our anointed voice sharing you, Lord Jesus. Just cause us to have such, Father God, light a new fire inside of us. Let our passion be your passion. Let our heart be your heart. Father, help us not to be so focused on ourselves, Lord Jesus, that we would be so generously focused on other people that we would then in turn have nothing missing, nothing lacking, and nothing broken inside of us. Give us that spirit of generosity to share you as freely as we have received. Lord Jesus, cause us to freely share right now any fear, any doubt from rejection, Lord Jesus. I just bind that right now in the name of Jesus, that there would be a Holy Spirit boldness that would come upon us that has no fear, no fear of your awesomeness and your goodness, Lord God, that our brains would not even slant towards fear, Lord Jesus, that our brain wouldn't even slant towards rejection, that we won't even care, that we just have to be that salt and that light and share your goodness everywhere we are. Father, your word says that you would put the words in our mouth that we need to speak. So God, right now, we give our mouths to you. This tool that you count on and you depend on to spread your gospel, we give it to you right now. We ask you to anoint it, to fill it with your Holy Spirit, and to fill it with your words that will come out in all boldness, in all love, in all generosity, Lord Jesus, that it will be so anointed that it will break every yoke of bondage, that we will see such a mass of salvation, such a harvest of souls. Father God, send us your laborers. Send us your laborers to go out and collect the harvest that you say is already ripe. They are ready for your goodness, Lord Jesus. They desire your goodness, Lord Jesus. Help us to be willing vessels right now. Turn us from thinking about ourselves. Give us such a heavy, heavy concern for the souls of everyone around us, and help us to have a tenacity that will not quit. God, you didn't quit on us. You didn't quit on us. You pursued us, Lord God. Cause us to never quit, to always pursue, to always share your goodness, to always share your power, Lord Jesus. And I thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the souls that are going to come into this place. Thank you, not for hundreds, but as Pastor shared on, thank you for thousands, Lord Jesus, at the obedience of your laborers, at the willingness of your laborers, thousands that will come into this household, not in the next 10 years, in 2017, Lord God. We call forth a revival in this region, in this area, in every part of our reach, Lord God, even through live stream across the nation, even into our missions in Mexico, Lord Jesus. I just thank you for it, Lord God. I thank you that your word says the harvest is already ripe. The harvest is already ripe. Send us your laborers with boldness, love, and anointing, and we thank you for it in your precious name, Jesus.
Father, we also thank you for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. God, tonight we thank you for the Holy Spirit. Spirit of God, it's not by might, it's not by power, but by you. We thank you that you dwell inside of us and that tonight, God, we're not weak, but we are strong. God, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost that was given to the church in Acts chapter 2. God, we pray for a fresh baptism of the Holy Ghost upon the people of His Tabernacle Family Church. God, that each one, every single one, will be filled with the Holy Ghost, speak with other tongues. God, we thank you that you said that we shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us, and we shall be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the earth. God, we declare in Jesus' name that supernatural endowment of power, that God will walk around, not in our strength, but in your strength. And every time we see some lost soul, that God, you'll bubble up inside of our spirit, and that God, by the Holy Ghost, that anointing will be released. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Nicole.
Father, we thank you that tonight as we come as a corporate body, believe in you for the completion of the vision that you have placed in the hearts of our leaders. God, we thank you for entrusting them with the vision for this region, oh God, to bring a church who loves people, a church who wants to reach the lost for you, oh God. God, your word says that without a vision, the people perish. But we also know that without the people, the vision will perish. And so, God, tonight we come on behalf, oh God, of this vision, oh God. And I pray, Lord, that you will touch the hearts of the people who call this place home. I pray, oh God, for a renewing of their minds, oh God. I pray, oh God, for a refreshing in their spirits, oh God. I pray, oh God, that you will restore to them the first love, oh God. When we first began to know you, oh Jesus, I pray, oh Lord, for a restoration, oh God, a refreshing, oh God. I pray, oh God, for renewing, oh God, in Jesus' name. God, I thank you for what you have already done in 2016. But God, we are stepping forth into 2017, believing that you will do even greater and bigger and better. God, you said that if we call upon you, if we pray to you, we seek you with all our hearts, that you will hear our prayer. You will forgive our sins and you will heal our land. And so, God, this is what we are claiming tonight, oh God. I pray, oh God, for a fresh zeal for your people, oh God, for the things of you. May we say that as the deer pants after the water, but may our souls long after you, oh God. May we want more of you in this 2017, oh God. May we say and declare that we love you because you first love us, oh God, and purchase our salvation on Calvary Street. God, we thank you for what you are going to do through this institution, oh God, through this church in this region, oh God, that we will be able to touch Waverly and Sarah and Athens and Corning and Bath and Horseheads and Elmira, oh God, that your love will spread as we declare this the year of the generous church, oh God, that your generous love will spread across this region. Father, I pray, oh God, that you will just renew and refresh our hearts and minds to you, oh God. Continue to make us want more and more of you. Father, we thank you for what you are doing. We give you praise. We exalt your name, Jesus. Just open up your mouths and give him praise right now. He is worthy. Thank him for what he's doing. Thank him for what he's doing. Father, we thank you. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are worthy, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, there are some that may come through these doors that may not know what love is. God, I pray, God, that they will come to know you and experience the true love, the love like no other, the love that never fails, the love that does not change, the love that remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. And then the love of the people in this congregation will envelop them. God, fill us with your love. Fill us with your love in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Father. And we just thank you. What an awesome word for the year, Father. And what an awesome way to just reach out to your community, Jesus, through generosity. That is so your heart. We love you and thank you for it, Jesus. We thank you for the vision that you have birthed in this house, Father. I found it such a privilege to be called here and to run with this vision in this man and woman that you have called to lead this race, Father. Right now, Jesus, thank you for working technology in this house so your word can get to the people. We thank you for the flow of the Holy Ghost in this place, Jesus. We thank you that our vision and our hearts are linked with yours, Father. I thank you that we love you. We're eager to save souls and to develop leaders, Father. And right now, we just thank you for bringing in leaders, Father, that are already seasoned, that can just jump right in this refreshing river to reach these people and to reach the lost, Father. All of these things come together and work together as one, but Lord, all I keep getting in my spirit is people, leaders that are developed with demonstrating power, that have demonstrating power, Jesus, so we can fast forward in our vision and our walk with you, so we can bring your will down and get these people saved, Father. I thank you for the leaders that are being brought up in this house, Jesus. I thank you for the young leaders that are being brought up in this house and the families that have taken heed to your word and are being fruitful and multiplying to raise up strong leaders in this generation, Father. I thank you that your word and your will come to pass through each willing vessel that is standing here tonight. Father, I thank you for such a tremendous outcome. The people that are standing here tonight are your leaders because they are hungry to serve you and to have your will be done, Jesus. We thank you, Father. Raise up the leaders. Develop the leaders, Jesus. Bring them in from all areas, Jesus, so these people can be touched. Father, this house has such a unique, special calling. Bring in leaders so this house can be the cancer center that it's been called to be, so people can be freed and delivered from sickness, Father. I thank you that leaders will already come in that are financially stable so your kingdom can come in these end days and we can reach the harvest, Father. We thank you. It's such an honor to serve you. And we thank you for this vision that we can run with. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, we love you. Sweet Spirit of God. Father, tonight I thank you for Kenny. Runs around, Lord, he's always working in your kingdom. Lord, sometimes he's so busy, he gets to be a Martha. Lord, I thank you, Jesus, that you're going to refresh him even during these services. Refresh his wife and refresh his family. God, I remind you of that prophecy way back, the prophet Davidio. And we declare it, God. You don't speak it unless you're going to do it. So in the name of Jesus, we release the power of God. We release the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We release the angels of heaven. We declare that vision, that word, that prophecy to come to fruition. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stay right there, folks. I just want to read you something really quick. It's a letter from a man that I ministered to, but stay in that prayer. This man, his name is Joe. I mentored to him for several years, but he ended up in prison. just recently, 11 years. This is a letter I received for him. And bear with me, I'm going to pray for the campus in a minute. It has to do with that. It says, God works in such amazing ways. Who would have ever thought I would be grateful to be an inmate in Attica Correctional Facility? But here I am thinking of him every day, thanking him. I'm grateful that I'm here every day. How likely am I that when I gave up on him, on my family, on myself, he still blessed me. He gave me life and he saved me. Despite these walls around me, I am more free than I've ever been. Yeah, give him a shout. My life is a testimony of God's glory. He has worked miracles in my life. And then he's gone on to say, he says, I know that he is with me now, and as long as I'm following his plan, my life will be blessed and great. When I do get out of here, I will be strong enough in my resolve to serve him, that I will no longer fall victim to the enemy's manipulations. How great it feels to know that God is in control, and he loves and forgives me, and he has great plans for me in my life. I'm in such a different place. I feel so much stronger than I've ever felt before. I'm not lost. I'm not alone anymore. All these years I spent chasing a high, trying to fill a void inside me, one that I could never figure out how to fill. Even though I always believed in God and I always heard people's testimonies, I could never relate because I never allowed myself to have an intimate relationship with him. Thus, I never was open to the awesomeness that he brings. I never was open to see the miracles in the way that he speaks to you constantly. When I was at my lowest, and he humbly came down with an open heart, I immediately became filled with this awesome peace, and he spoke to me constantly. It seriously saved me. It still does. This very moment I sit here in this prison cell in Attica, I'm so much more free than I've ever been. I finally get it, and I never again will let go of this. I remember you telling me that. Folks, that's why God built this house, for the Joes out there. Now, Joe fell, he succumbed to drugs, but there's other people out there that have succumbed to other things. There's a lot of Joes out there that need this house. So I prophesy, we prophesy in the name of Jesus, that there will be a building that rises up out of that front yard. It will seat 2,500 people, that a lot of Joes will come in and out of this place. Their lives will be changed just like his was. We prophesy, Lord, that the people that are in this body right now will be the ones that will help to raise that up. Lord, I prophesy in the name of Jesus that people will begin to see. They'll want to see toward this every week because they're going to get on board with what God wants to do in this place. Lord, we just thank you for what you have planned for this. Lord, we believe that there'll be favor. I believe by the end of this year, Lord, there'll be more land to add to this. I believe that there'll be code enforcement that will come to this. I believe, Lord, that we will stick a shovel in the ground this year. I believe it in the name of Jesus. Why? Because you've already said it. So I prophesy it, Lord. We're not just praying. We are prophesying because you said it to be true, Lord. And we just give you all the glory because that's what will happen with this place. You will get the glory. You will get the glory. And there'll be many Joes that come in and out of here and their lives will be changed in your precious name. God, we just decree that, Lord, shifts will happen in the hearts of the people. Lord, people will be giving. People will be working in your kingdom, Lord, raising up your kingdom as you said it is. Lord, we just believe that 2017 is going to be the year that this church is going to break out, God. I thank you for what you've done up till now, but Lord, I believe 2017, miracles will abound more than ever before. I believe the cash will flow. I believe that buildings will rise out of the ground. Lord, we declare there'll be a bus garage. There'll be athletic fields. There'll be more than we've ever thought there would be, Lord, because you said it to be true, Lord. And we just believe what you tell us. In your precious name, God, we just thank you. We thank you for everything that you've done. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Isn't that exciting? That's not old. That's not new. That's old. Here we go. Pray on, man.
Lord Jesus, we pray for the businesses in this area. Lord, you placed in my heart that there's that discouragement for many businesses. Lord Jesus, that spirit of discouragement. Businesses that are having trouble. Lord Jesus, we pray, Father, that your spirit will lift up a standard against the enemy that is coming like a flood. For when your spirit, oh God, comes in like a flood, the enemy will be crushed. And we thank you, Father, for your spirit. We thank you, Lord, that your spirit is alive. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we pray for the business owners. We pray for the managers. We pray for the supervisors. We pray for the workers, Lord, in those businesses that are faith-based. And perhaps there's businesses in this area, in this region, that are not faith-based. And we pray, oh God, that your spirit, Lord, your spirit would come alive in those businesses. That your spirit, oh God, will bring favor to those businesses. Because, Lord, you, Lord, grant us favor. We are your children. And we pray, Father, that there would be prosperity in those businesses. Lord Jesus, we know, oh God, that you have given us a vision. And we pray, oh God, that you, Lord, would strengthen us. Touch our hearts, those businesses, those managers, those owners of every businesses in the southern tier of New York State. We pray, oh God, that they will rise up. They will be a strong team, a business that loves people, a business, Lord, that just impacts this region, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit. For it's not by might nor by power, by your spirit, Lord. And we pray, oh God, that you, oh Lord, would enlighten their load. Jesus, take those burdens off their back. Take those burdens. Your word, Lord, says, cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. That anxiety, whatever they are anxious about, whether it's their finances in the business or whether they're worried about how they're going to pay their bills in the businesses. Lord Jesus, we pray that they will put their trust in you, oh God, because, Lord, when we put our trust in you, oh God, we can take any mountain, we can attack, we can go against any mountain, oh God. Jesus, we pray that you grant favor. And second of all, we pray for our government, our local officials. We pray for our mayor. We pray for our county officials. We pray for our village, the villages around this southern tier of New York State. We pray, Lord Jesus, for the town officials. We pray for the village officials. We pray for the senator. We pray for the congressmen, oh God, of this southern tier of New York State and the mayors all around in the southern tier of New York State, oh God, that you would direct their every path, oh God, that you, Lord, would lead them in your ways. For your ways, Lord, are not our ways sometimes, Lord. And Jesus, we pray, Lord God, that you would direct their every step from the moment they make that decision, when they pick up that pen and they sign that paper and make that law or cast that vote for that law. Whatever it is, oh God, whatever decision they make, oh God, we pray, Lord, that you, Lord, would direct them, guide them, lead them, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit. You said in your word that my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek and turn from their wicked ways, that you will hear from heaven, will forgive our sin and heal our land and heal our region, heal our land, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you, Lord, would speak to our officials and guide their every step, and they will trust in you, Lord, that we would continue to turn to the faith of our forefathers, when they prayed in the morning, when they sought you, Lord. We pray our officials will seek you, O God. We pray, Father, that our officials will seek you for those decisions. Lord Jesus, we pray, O God, that you, Lord, would shine upon them and bless our region. Bless our officials. Bless them, O God. Strengthen them, O God. And Lord, whenever and if they get discouraged, Lord Jesus, that you would lighten their load. Jesus, we pray that you will strengthen them, not only physically, but mentally and spiritually. Lord Jesus, we pray that you would make their load light. Jesus, we pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would continue to do a great work in the vision, not only that you have placed within this church, Lord, but other churches and other businesses and everything in this region, Lord, that it will be operating under the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, we say to this mountain, we speak to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast in the sea. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and we declare it in the powerful name of Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, we thank you in this place for the presence that we feel now. This is not a movie. This is our reality. That your presence is here. Our hearts are ready to receive what you have for us. Our mindsets have changed from yesterday, looking to the future of tomorrow. For the enemy would come to tell us that, God, you're not able. But we're reminded of your scripture that, God, there's nothing impossible that you cannot do. We're going to pick up the broken statements of last year and connect them back with your promise. We're going to look at the valley of dry bones and declare, you shall live. We're going to look at the problems, and the things that others says there's no more hope. And we're going to declare victory. Father, we thank you in advance for what's getting ready to happen. Last year was good. Last year was beautiful. But this year is going to be even greater. We declare with our mouths and convey with our tongues that this year is going to supersede that of last year. We expect nothing less but the best. I said we expect nothing less but the best. So God, we turn our attention to your program. We turn our ears to hear what you would say. We turn our attention to your directives. And we say to the devil right now, Satan, get behind us. I wish I could have 50 people say, Satan, get behind us. Your assignment has been canceled. We release the power of God in this place. We release the power of God in our home. We release the power of God in our neighborhoods. We're taking back everything that the devil stole from us. We're taking back our region. We're taking back our schools. We release the power of God in the atmosphere. And we're saying, God, have your way. God, have your way in this place right now. I feel old school anointed. Have your way. Break the very bonds of the Satan. We come against the enemy right now. Every hand shall be equipped with a weapon. Every mouth shall sing your praises. God, you are the greatest. You're the greatest power. And we shall not be defeated. I need 50 people that know what war sounds like. I want you to open your mouth and scream victory. Devil, take that. Every sickness is drying up. Every relationship that's been broken, it's coming back together again. Marriages are being made whole. Our children are coming off drugs. Our daughters will not become impregnated before they get married. I declare that this will be the year that we will be restored. I tell ya, Pastor, you better take this. I declare that every weapon of the enemy shall be destroyed. And there is no weapon that is...
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a shout. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Why don't you just take a seat real quickly? We just want to remind everybody about faith walls before you leave tonight. This is your week to start your faith wall. My wife is going to share about that real quickly.
Awesome. We are setting our year in order. So while we're in this week, what an awesome time to do your faith wall with your families or just whatever you're believing God for. He is going to break through this year like never before. We want to make sure that you put your faith towards where you want to see your finances, where you want to see your personal growth, where you want to see your family at, maybe educational growth, some things that are absolutely impossible. That's what I want you to put on your faith wall, are the things that are absolutely impossible, and watch God do the impossible. Whatever it is that you're believing for this year, do your faith wall. The Word of God says, write the vision. So write the vision out and watch God perform. You know, this first fruits that we're doing right here is powerful. This is, there's a book that was written and they call it the atomic power. This is the atomic power. Some things don't move but by fasting and prayer. And we are fasting and praying and those things are going to move everything. So make sure you take time to put together your faith wall for 2017.
Some of you might not know what a faith wall is. You can go on our website, histabernacle.com, go up to the live, then go to archives and type in faith wall, and you'll see the message on how to create a faith wall. All of us need to be able to move forward. If you have no vision, you're going to perish. So it's imperative that you know where you're going, and that means that this is the week that you get direction from the, we call it, get the download from hear from God. You hear from God, you're in good shape. You don't hear from God, you're going to be wandering all year long. Nothing's worse than wandering. The children of Israel did it for 40 years. We don't have to do that anymore. These are the children of God who are led by the Spirit of God. Therefore, all the direction you need is all available for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the first night. It's sealed in the archives of history. Lord, we have planted seeds tonight we know will bring forth harvest. And we give you the victory shout for the glory of God. To God be the glory, great things he has done. We've only just started to see what God is going to do. Be blessed. Have an awesome night. We'll see you tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Let's praise our way out.